aviation fans, this is me, Aviation News, here, and today we are going to be talking about aircraft and fuel efficiency. So, you know, I've been thinking about fuel efficiency, and what I have in mind is, most of you guys probably think that fuel efficiency could be, an aircraft is like, they don't fuel dump. So, I mean, that's part of it, of course, but a lot of the new aircraft nowadays are fuel efficient to the point where they don't fuel dump, and which is really good. And I don't really think that that is really good to fuel dump because of the environment and all below. But fuel efficiency is a very key thing, or really key thing to aviation. Fuel is really harmful to the environment. Most of the time, people think, this is not going to really hurt, but it really does hurt the environment and animals around it. But, again, fuel efficiency will really improve aviation and what it is today. Now, I'm going to list some aircraft that have changed their ways and improved fuel efficiency. So let's just start off with the 747AI, the Embraer 175LR, the 737-800 and 900ER with split scimitar winglets. Now I'm going to talk about that a lot today in this episode because that's a really key thing if you want to have fuel efficiency and more adjustable fuel tanks and get like improving sizes of fuel tanks. Also, one more is the Southwest, their fleet is fuel efficient. Southwest is a fleet an airline of 737s, and the MAX that they have is really good, and it's really fuel efficient. It's way more fuel efficient than the split scimitar winglets and what that aircraft has to offer is that it's way more comfortable. But we're getting off track. So if you want to have fuel efficiency, you also need split scimitar winglets. Split scimitar winglets are really good for 737s, and they look good on 737s. And also Airbus A320, A321, A318, A319neos. I mean, A330neo, A350, A380, I think is starting, A380+. Yeah, so there are a lot of fuel efficients that are coming out and that are already here. A220, aka the CS100 or CS300. It's also fuel efficient. A lot of owners of airlines are actually retiring their non-fuel efficient aircraft, because I think they're starting to become aware of how harmful it is to the environment, which I think is phenomenal. And this ties into a little bit of my other episode that I'm gonna come out with. Why retire the 747? It actually 747-400. It ties into that a little bit because the 747 was actually not fuel efficient. So, which I think that's why people retired it. I mean, plus it was getting old. I mean, this is kind of like a tie-in or a little preview of why retire 747. Probably U.S. Airways, I think. Reason why U.S. Airways, this is going to tie in emerging part two a little bit. But I think with U.S. Airways, their aircraft were like not fuel efficient. I think American wanted to change that. And I think just American wanted more aircraft in their fleet. So I think that's why they took them over. But it ties in emerging part three a little bit too. But I'm not going to talk about that because I'm going to keep you guys in suspense if you guys are listening. So, this ties into, like I said, why retire 747-400. Of course, it wasn't fuel efficient. It was really, 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 really not fuel efficient. It was very bad. for the environment. It's very old. And big airlines, like some of the biggest airlines in the world carry it still. Like KLM, British Airways. I think Etihad only uses it for cargo, 747-400, but that's still really bad. They probably upgraded it, but I don't know. I think the 777-300 and 200, I think are really good examples of fuel efficient aircraft. And I think that they can be harmful at some time. Sometimes they can be harmful. Sometimes they can help. But the thing is that it might not help on like a 17-hour flight. Like, you know, like some of the longest flights in the world. And that's also another episode that's going to be coming out in season 2. Longest flights in the world. And what it means to be on those, and if it cuts into your brain, and how bad it is for you to be in the air that long. So make sure you stay tuned. So sorry about the pauses. I'm just drinking some water for my throat. So if I make sounds with my throat, I'm sorry about that. So, I'm thinking of creating a website that will help fuel efficiency, or help people, like, get people aware of, like, the biggest companies in the world, like Boeing, Bombardier, Embraer, Airbus. I think the biggest thing right now is Boeing, because they have a Boeing store in Missouri, some other places. Sorry about that. So, I think split seminars are, like, really, really good with fuel efficiency. I think they'll help in the future a lot. I'm so glad that they have them. It's great. And then, next episode, by the way, will be why I retired the 747. By the way. We're going to talk about this a little, why I retired 747 a little bit, in terms of fuel efficiency, and, we won't talk about the whole thing, we'll just talk about previews and trailers, and be like a little preview. I mean, so 747 is really old, and it's really harmful for the environment. I think it's probably the worst cause of extinction in terms of North America and some other parts of the world, or pollution. Because in terms of pollution, it is probably the number one aircraft that provides pollution. So I think that in the next few years, they're going to retire the 747-400, and it's never going to be a thing again. Sorry about that if you guys live in Amsterdam, or what do you call it? Amsterdam or somewhere like that, or Germany, or even Tokyo, or like Japan, or China, or Thailand. Sorry about that, guys, because, like, you guys, you listeners, I mean, you guys deserve the truth. If you guys are listening, you guys deserve the truth, and I know you guys, I mean, this is just a podcast about aviation problems, news, merging, all those things. But this is really important, and this right here probably is going to be the best and most important episode of probably the entire podcast, honestly, because we're trying to save the environment, not harm it, right? So, you know, I think people should care about the environment more than they care about their phones or anything else, because fuel efficiency right now is changing the entire world right now. Right now, it's changing the world. So what I mean by trying to shape it and build it and make it grow and not harm it, what I mean by that is you can't do anything about trying. You can't destroy the entire world because it'll keep growing back. But this is the thing. I think people, listeners that are listening to my podcast or episodes, this is the thing. You guys, everybody out there needs to protect all the animals, all the plants, because if you don't, they're going to be gone, and we might not have any fish to eat, or something like that. But we won't, but it's not all about eating and, trying to, just take it apart. The world and the ecosystem needs us to keep it alive. And so, to do that, we need to give it the proper care that it deserves. So, fuel efficiency helps that immensely. Fuel that leaks and that gets out the wings, fuel dumps, that is not okay, pilots. That is not okay, Boeing. That is not okay, Airbus. Because you guys, you might want to dump some fuel out before you, land. Of course, so you could just, you don't need all that fuel. But this is the thing, you need to dump it out on the ground, the runway or some kind of concrete. That won't hurt. But it will hurt the animals if you dump it on the grass. Or dump it on the trees. Or dump it on the animals. They'll die. So what I'm asking of all the big jet builders and jet companies, is I'm asking you to not put fuel dumping injectors or fuel injectors on the wings. Because it's not cool. And I think that's what Airbus is trying to do. So I'll hit Airbus up about that. They're trying to make a difference. Boeing is trying a little bit. They're not really coming out with any planes except for the 797, which is an idea from some people. There's some YouTubers that are trying to do it, like DJ's Aviation. I watch him. He's good. He's 797. He's thinking about it. Boeing thinking about it. A390, everything's coming alive, guys. A380 plus, all coming alive. So, the meaning of this episode was to tell people that fuel dumping, or to tell aviation fans, that fuel dumping is not okay. It is not okay in any parts of the world. Because if you do that, especially the Great Barrier Reef and the ocean. But you gotta take special care of those. Because if you don't, it's gonna harm all the animals inside the ocean, and it's gonna get them extinct. I don't think any human being on this earth wants an animal to go extinct. Personally, if I wanted an animal to go extinct, I would want it to be wasps. Honeybees and bees are okay, but wasps are not. Okay, we're supposed to be talking about aviation. Like I said, fuel dumping is not okay. So I think I would kindly ask everyone who's listening is to share this episode with their friends or anybody, because this is a super important episode. And if you don't listen to this, you probably won't save the earth. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm on a mission to save earth from getting harmed and being extinct. So, anyway, make sure you guys go turn on notifications. This is coming into the end of this episode. I think that's a great place to wrap up. Like I said, I'm not trying to harm the earth. I'm trying to save it from like deadly things, like deadly substances and chemicals in aviation. So if you guys like this episode, go make sure you like and subscribe. Turn on notifications if you already have, then that's great. But if you haven't, then go turn them on after you listen to this episode. If you haven't, it's okay. Go make sure you share my podcast with all your friends and family. But it has been a rough 100 years because of aviation, or rough 50 years, I would say. It's been a rough one. But if you guys listen, thank you guys for listening. I'll come with more episodes. Sorry about the big delay. 6 days since my last episode, which is crazy. So I apologize for that, guys. I will see you in the next episode. And if you guys want to listen to Merging Part 3, I will come out with the preview episode. It's like about 2 minutes long. After an episode of Why I Retired the 747-400, and then I'll come out with a 30 second preview of Merging Part 3. And I've already recorded it and everything. Now I'm just waiting for Part 3, and then I'm waiting for season 2 so I can upload it. And also, air traffic control, it's gonna be a good one. And the world's longest flight, so make sure you guys go listen to those when they come out. But thank you guys for listening if you guys have, and go make sure to turn on notifications. And we'll see you in the next episode, aviation fans. Bye bye.